In our business news today, we have a career take too, but first, the price of flying goes up. Several major airlines have reinstated a $10 fare increase on many domestic round trips one day after they dropped it. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Next to labor, fuel is the second largest expense for the airlines. The Air Transport Association, the industry's main trade group, says for every penny increase in the price of jet fuel, it costs the industry another $180 million. Mike Boyd is president of the Boyd Group, an aviation industry consulting firm.
The airline industry is in a situation where suddenly, after doing a lot of major cost cutting over the last 2 years, all those cost cuts have been eaten up by fundamental increases in fuel. They need time to restructure their entire system now.
But for the airlines, time may be running out. With the exception of carriers like Southwest, which because of its strong financial condition have been able to hedge fuel, many airlines are now buying fuel at market rates. And Boyd says even small increases in the price of jet fuel have a huge effect on the airlines.
It depends airline by airline, but for, say, Delta Airlines, every penny is probably about $22 to $23 million in terms of additional cost.
And with a number of the major carriers in bankruptcy or on the brink, Boyd says this fare hike probably won't be the last.
This is code red. This is not like we'll work on this over the next 6 months. We're going to see airlines probably file Chapter 11 bankruptcy just to protect their cash if oil goes over $60 a barrel. Plan on it.
Airlines spent an additional $6 billion on fuel last year. With prices continuing to go up, analysts say that could go even higher this year. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.